Now that we've talked about the fundamental aspects of project valuation, I'd like to talk about the strategy and analysis in capital budgeting. Thus far, when we talk about projects, we may have made it sound like the firm has an abundance of different projects available and it's just a matter of picking the best project. But in reality, creating positive NPV projects requires strategic thinking and decision making. So in other words, how does a firm go about doing this? Here's some examples. For one, the introduction of a new product is a way of creating a positive NPV project. For example, back in 1976, when Apple introduced the first PC, or first personal computer, this was a revolutionary new product introduction. Secondly, developing a new technology. Of course, this is a strategy that high-tech firms rely on heavily. Also, creating barriers to entry, and of course the assumption is that this is done legally. Many would argue that Microsoft is a master of creating barriers to entry. Also, introducing variations on existing products. As your book points out, Chrysler's introduction of the minivan was a variation on the existing larger van. Creating product differentiation is also a way of creating a positive NPV project. Certain companies do this very well. For example, think about Nike and their Just Do It slogan, and Discover Card, the card that pays you back, and other companies that are good at finding some identifying feature that is associated with their product. Finally, utilizing organizational innovation is also a good strategy. Again, as your book points out, Motorola's use of just-in-time inventory management is an example of this. So these are just a few examples of how firms can create positive NPV projects. Next, we're going to talk a little bit about how firms can deal with the inherent uncertainty involved in capital budgeting.